Zvachim, Daftis Vogden, this daf in the first perek. As the Gemara over here is Nishalik to Shalosh Sugyas. The first Sugya is the bottom of Yudalit Amid Beis, Hilacha Shaloi Beregel, if it's Hilacha. The Gemara then on top of Tesvav Amid Aleph continues the Sugya and dons on the side that Hilacha Shaloi Beregel doesn't help us if it's Efshal Eskune or not. And the Gemara on the bottom of Tesvav Amid Aleph continues and dons, what about by other psulim, by Halichu Zar? Is it Efshal Eskune? Eloi Efshal Eskune. Thus is the sugyas. Bez Hashem will be machalik the three sugyas. Bez Hashem work through them piece by piece. But let's start off with the sugya, which starts on the bottom of Yudalit Amid Beis, and is the sugya of Hilacha Shaloi Beregel. Is Hilacha Shaloi Beregel Hilacha or not? As the lashon of the Gemara is. In the memory of Rav Yechonon, halacha shloi beregel lo yishma halacha. The mean is it called halacha or is it not called halacha? As the Sfas Emes stands on the sugya, the din of halacha is nomad from the pasuk of ekrivo, you makriv it to the mizbeach. In remes in the lashon of the pasuk that you need halacha by regel, any hakrava should be called halacha. Is what's the tzad of the Gemara that halacha beregel loy mahani? Why shouldn't it be mahani? You're doing vikrivo, and that's what a Kabbalah is. A halacha is. As l'chayra, it's muchach to say that the chsaren of halacha shaloy beregel is a chsaren misvara. As what's the chsaren misvara? As Rashi over here in the beginning of the sugya, Rashi Taka is sasam. Rashi is not mefarish. However, there's Yedir Rabasi in Rashi in the Hemshech of the sugya, and Daftez Vav Amid Aleph Divrei Maskil is Avda. Rashi is L'chayr Mevur what the Chsaron is. Yedir Gdailo. Over there, the Gemara has it said. The Gemara handles by Chatis Ha'oif, where you do it next to the Mizbeach, as over there the Gemara handles, how could you have a machshava? There's no halacha. The Gemara's mashma that according to the Rabbi Yechonon that holds halacha shaloi beregel lo yishma halacha, that's good. As fact Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yechonon halacha shaloi beregel lo yishma halacha, Rabbi Chatesa, if all you do is you spritz the dam on the Mizbeach with your hand, there's no halacha beregel. What's the tzad over there that a machshava should help? As Rashi is miyashiv, when do you say halacha shaloi beregel loy havi halacha? That's when there's a long distance to go. As then it's not the derech to go when you're not using your aglayim. The derech is to use your aglayim. Mashenkin over there. Bechatisof, where you do it right next to the mizbeach, and there's only a little way, a little difference between the bird and the oif and the mizbeach, as over there it's the derech to do it shaloi beraglayim. As before in Klar and Rashi, that Rashi on Tezvav and Aleph appear in this sad that the tzad of halacha shaloi beregel loy mahani is mishum ein darkei bekach. Therefore, it doesn't get a shame halacha. Yesh loden. Okay, it's a chsaron of ein darko, it's a chsaron misvara. Yushev dar of the Sfas Emes. But what's a chsaron of ein darko bekach? Lamaisa, he got it there. I nafka mean if it's the derech or not. As yesh l'stapik, we find by many dinim in the Torah that if it's ein darko bekach, it's not nichlal in the din of the Torah. L'mashal by Melech Shabbos, a bishol shalai kedarko, a bishol bechama, as loy havi bishol. Wait, kama halachas you find when you do things shaloi kedarkoi. Not nichlan the dini atayra, as that's how you could learn over here. However, you could say that it's not a sushtel to kol atayra kula, it's a chsaron b'miyuchid in the avoida. Because avoida has to be done b'derech kovid, as if you do it in a way that's lav darkei b'kach, that's not called a oifen hamachubid. the Tiras HaKodesh is Mitzayin Tasugya later on in Chav Gimel Chav Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about a Kohen has to be Oymed on the Ritzvah. What happens if the Eben of the Ritzvah was Nekar and the Kohen standing on the Eben that's Nekar? And the Gemara says it doesn't work. Mishum Shein Derech Shiris Bekach. When you want to do Avoida for a melech, that's not the way to do it. And she says, Ein Erech Ara. The Lashon of the Gemara, Ein Derech Shiris Bekach, is Mashmetz and Avoida Dike Chesaron. It's not Mechubad. As you could learn Rashi over here, Al Derech Zeh. Rashi over here doesn't mention Ein Derech Shiris Bekach. Zefshi, you could say it's also Chsarn and Avoida. You can imagine a drop different. We saw in the Sugya before, Kapi Machsheves Psul and Zaris, that what's the reason why, according to Reb Shimon, there's no Machsheves Psul by Halacha, because being that it's an Avoida, Shev Shalavatla, it's Lav Avoida Chshuvahu. As if you could learn over here, Al Derech Zeh Gam Kein, that if you do something Shaloi Kedarko, it's also Lav Avoida Chshuvahu. And Kilo would be a Hemshech to the Sugya Akudemis, that it's a Svara Adoima, Derech Zarn in the Chshivas, and that's why it loses its Shem Avoida. The Kitzu when being mistopic, according to Rashi, is it a chsan because Dine Torah were given by Darko Bakach, or is it a chsan miyuchid in the Shem Avoida Shabbat? The fees there that we saw in Rashi that the chsan is in Darko Bakach, you could don a very interesting shailah. In the Mishnah Lamelech in Perik Aleph, Locha Chov Gimel, he's mistopic if you need Kol halacha beregel, and if you do a little bit shaloi beregel, it's possible. Or you need only part of it to be beregel. If only a little bit shaloi beregel, it doesn't possible. The b'sayfis machria like the tzad that you needed the whole halicha to be beregel, and it's the pashas of the gemara and the hemshich. That the Gemara says by halacha shaloi beregel, in order to be machshir it, Rashi says you have to go back and do it over. The lechayim meduyik in Rashi that you need the whole halacha to be behechshir. The shita in hashmatis is a makor not that way. There's one sad not that way. It's a suffix in the shita, but there's one sad not that way. But let's go according to that side in the Shita, that which is Mavur, and that side in the Mishnah Lamelech, the Maskonis Mishnah Lamelech, which is Mavur and Rashi, that you need to do the whole halacha, and if there's a mashu shaloi v'regel, it passes. Lefiza, what would be the din if he did kol halacha v'regel until he got close to the mizbeach, and now he wants to do what's left? Shaloi beregel d'mida chatas oif. As Rashi says by chatas oif, why is it kosher? Because when there's only a little bit left, it's the derech. As over here also, you could say it's the derech to do the rest, as it should be kosher. Meaning, if it's a psul halacha shaloi beregel, be'etzim's not halacha, as any mashi you do would be pasul. Being that we saw the time is it's not the derech, as luye, you would have a little bit left where it's the derech to do it shaloi beregel, maybe it would be kosher. Unless you'll say it's one big halicha, you can't change the dinim. Yeah, Mishnah Melech Grad is mistopic in this, but he's mistopic mitamacha. And maybe being that he's karv lemizbeach, what he's moishet diyad is a tchila zrika. Maybe over here it's already dark, because there wouldn't be a chsaron. Another nafkamina, Rav David was mistabik lefi Rashi, that the reason is because it's ain dark, As he dance, what would be if you should do a licha shaloi kederach bereglayim? It should also not be avoida, like if he jumps or if he goes very slowly. The taina is that it's kilu the pashti, the gemara's mashma halacha shaloi beregel. But once Rashi's mevur, the chsarin is misham ein darka bekach. As even if it's beregel and it's ein darka bekach, it shouldn't work. There's a raya from the Hemshech of the Gemara that when you do it beregel in a oifen shein a darka bekach, it works. There's the Gemara of the Esam of Braisa that says that Yeshiv is possible. Mashma da oim medum yud Yeshiv ain't a possible. As you see that you don't need a loch of beregel, and even as the Gemara, the Shaif Meshiv, and he's dragging his feet along. The chayyur dragging is not derech halicha, and afilu achitz mevur in the Gemara that it's kosher. As the chayyur you see in the Gemara, kol halicha beregel is called derech. It's only if you do a halacha shaloi beregel that that's called ein darka bekach. So we say you could be deicha this nafkamina. As kaidim kol we were masbir, what's the chsarin of halacha beregel lav shma halacha? Now, what's the nafkamina if it's lav shema halacha? Rashi explains the nafkamina is if he has a psul machshava, he thinks shalai l'shema, or if a zar is meilech, if it passels, if lav shema halacha, it doesn't passel. In the shita, in Islam at Dalid, he brings the Rabbeinu Peretz, it says, enough nafkamina, if it's lav shema halacha, as he's sarach to do the halacha, oida pam. In L'chayra, it's mavur in the Hemshech of the Gemara, and the Gemara, the raya that the Gemara brings on the bottom of the Amid from Kibbul HaKosh of Enos and L'Pasol, like the Shita. As Imkain, it's a little bit Tzarech Bir. Why didn't Rashi say the Nafkamina like the Shita? Why does Rashi say Zaytik and Nafkamina? L'chayra, L'Pasha Nafkamina is if it's not a good Halacha, you have to do the Halacha again. Menira, that being that the Gemara is about to be Mistapik, Im Yachol Asakin or not, as Rashi didn't want to say a nafkamina, which was tali in the Hamshech of the Gemara. As a mela, Rashi avoided that, the simple nafkamina, because that's tali in the Hamshech of the Gemara, of yachal asakin or not. He picked a nafkamina that's according to every tzad. The maskana of the Gemara is the Gemara brings a member of Rabbi Yechanan, that halacha shaloi beregel is lav shema halacha. But now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara dons that once we said halacha shaloi beregel is lav shema halacha as efshel uskune lo yefshel uskune. As in Rashi in the bottom of the Amid in Tesvav and Aleph, Rashi handles an interesting nakuda. He's going on the sugi of halacha bezarim efshel uskune. Is over there, Rashi dons, why does the Gemara handle by halacha and not by the other avodas? Who explains Rashi, because only by halacha it's efshe to do it again. Mashenkin shchita kabbal and zrika, it's not efshe to do it again. So Rashi vim taima kabbal and nami yesh lesakin, because there's a tzir that even by Kabbalah and Zriko, you could do it again. Like the Mishnah later on says on Lamed Beis, if somebody was Makabal Bipsul or Zarek Bipsul, if there's more Dam HaNefesh, you could be Nechzer and Yakabal again. Azok Rashi over there, it's Pshita, that it's kosher over here by Halacha too. But even over here is where You're not doing another Kabbalah of Dam and Nefesh. Could you continue with the Dam Yom Kabbal and continue the Avodah or not? Oh. Why does Rashi say it later on in the Sugi of Zar? L'chore Tzua Din at this point of the Gemara too, what Rashi says later on. Well, the Teretz is because Halacha Shalei Beregel is a Dava Miyuchat Toilacha, as Rashi didn't handle by the other Avodahs. Only in the sugya later on, when halacha b'zas, that's also shayach by yad avodah. So there Rashi asked. B'rei nachinami, what Rashi says there is true in our sugya too. That the need of the sugya is in this dam that you made the halacha shalai b'regel, could you continue? But avodah, if you makabel more dam, a different dam, avodah, you could do it. What is the tikkun? I mean, there's a tzad in the Gemara, yochel esakin, is how you masakin it. As Rashi, divri amasul efshin esakna, ugedivri amasul nishbach, Rashi learns that you have to bring the dam back to where you started to do the halacha shaloi beregel, and then do another halacha beregel. The makar of Rashi is in the Seifa Amud, by halacha bizar. And it's mefurish over there that if you want to fix it, you have to go back to the makam arishon kedei lasakin. L'chayr, the kivun is the way you fix it is by redoing it over again behechsher. As you made it kiilu that the original halacha was kiilu you didn't do it. Grizz has a tzad and pidashitis and a shmata sois aleph that hagufa what you mamshech and you do the halacha behechsher, that would be enough to kasher it. Aben Rashi, I'll pide gemara later on by Zar. Rashi holds not that way, but that's the yeshita if shikum machalek between Zar and halacha shalai beregel. Refat will see Reb Chaim later on that says chilukim bezer Hashem in the hemshech. Nira, there's a little bit of a diuk in the Gemara, like Rashi. The Lashon in the Gemara is Efshe L'Skune, Elay Efshe L'Skune. It's mashma that in order to be metakin it, you have to do something, a new pula. Efshe Kilu, to do a pula L'Tkune, or Elay Efshe L'Tkune. According to the Shita, the Gemara should have said Efshe L'Hamshech Ba'Avoyda Mamela, the tikkun will happen. Efshe litkune is mashma efshe to do something to be misakin it. Yeah, you could be matritz a clean idea. Yeah. Oh. That's the. What does it mean, yachol iskune? What's the tzad of the Gemara shalo yachol isakin? As there's a Reb Chaim in Sefer and Psule Amukdoshin, Perik Yugimel Halacha Tes. That he dons, he's mistapik, what pshat in the Gemara is. You could have learned, the parsha of pshat is that because the avodah was done with psul, as it was already chal psul, as once is already chal psul, you can't be misakin. Abafrek Reb Chaim, from the hemshech of the Gemara, and it's muchach not that way. Because one of the tzurim the Gemara asks in this needin of yachol asakin or ain't a yachol asakin is from a tzir where it was nishbach adam and the dam was niskariv to the mizbeach. As it was miskariv without a halacha beregel. The Gemara wants to say that the halacha should be, you shouldn't be able to be misakin it. From the fact that it's mashman the Mishnah, that it's kosher, you could be misakin it. As you see, it's Efshel Eskune, Ad Kan de Gemara. Asfek Reb Chaim, Abamba Shaila. If the word is because you did the void of Ipsul, Nainu Shaloi Beregel, which is a Psul, as a Mele, therefore you can't be misakin it. As what's the Rai of the Gemara from Nishbach? I mean, Nishbach means the dam fell on its own, a Mele. No one did any avoida with it, no one did any halacha. The dam fell on the floor and it spritzed on its own. As kum techais, no one did halacha b'chlal. As if the tzad that it's possible is because you did the avodas halacha b'psul. Over here there was no halacha maisa halacha done b'chlal. It happened on its own. As Reb Chaim wants to be mechiach a chiddush, that the reason why you can't be mesakin is because that oisei chilek shel halacha was nase b'li hechsha. And the din of halacha is to bring the dam to the mizbeach. And now the dam was brought shaloi behechsha. As once it was already done shaloi behechsha, as you can't go back and change it, it was done already. As the fees of the psula is because lamaisa that chilek of avoid of halacha was nechsar. Thus is the mahalach of Reb Chaim, the boy of Reb Chaim from the sugya, and the grace of chiddush of Reb Chaim in the sugya, as Hashem uses it to answer the Rambam. We'll see in the hemshich. However, in Rashi, in the hemshich of the sugya, is a strong diuk, not like Reb Chaim. Rashi goes on the memory of Reb Yechanan. The Gemara dings down from Reb Yechanan. Itma amulam Reb Yechanan locha shel berega psula. And the Gemara darshins almalay efshel eskune. As Rashi is masbil, what's the pshat? Afilu asa kayin, you can't fix it because poisela sandam. As Rashi over here is mavur a big chiddush. Rashi is mavur that the problem with the halacha is that the dam is nifsal. It's a little bit different than Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wanted to say that voidus halacha is pasal. Over here in Rashi is mavur that there's a tzad that a dam which was huva shaloi kedin. As the dam becomes puzzle, avoida, dino puzzle for the zrika. And Nira, the Rashi was coming to answer the shayla of the shita. The shayla of the shita asks, what's the raya from Reb Yechanan shelo yachol lachzor lasaken? Because he says a lashon of puzzle. The shita brings rayas that even when it says the lashon of puzzle, sometimes you could be choizum misaken. As a bazei, what's the diktuk? As Nira, that Rashi was bothered with this question, as therefore Rashi is machadish, that the psula over here is in the dam. As if the psula is already in the dam, it's not shayich lasis oid halacha. When do you say you could be choizum esakin in other places when there's a psula in the avoida, but over here it's a psula in the dam? Aye, what's the diak? The psula is in the dam. As if you look carefully, Rashi was Gairis Pasla. Then it's Mashmat Tzaylech on the Dam. The Shita changes the Gairis in Rashi and Gairis Psula. As then it's going on the Avoida. As the Shita Lashitas, they learns Psula on the Avoida, Frek the Shita. As what's the Raya? Maybe you could be Choyza Misak in the Avoida. But Rashi learns Pasla on the Dam. As a Mela, you can't be Choyza Misakin. As thus is not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim learns Achsarn as it's felt in the avoid, it's not a psul. And Rashi is meduyik, and really the makkah, the diyik of Rashi that it's a psul, is from the lashon of Reb Yechanan. Reb Chaim will just say at the end of the day it's pasul, because it's chas in the avoid. That's not the shayrish of the din, but Rashi learns, no, it's mashma, it's a psul. What does Reb Chaim do with the shay? What does Rashi do with the shayla Reb Chaim from Nishpach? Is the chzei gishmak? Reb Chaim's other tzad was because the avoda was nifsal. That's why you can't be misakin. For Reb Chaim by Nishpach, there's no avoda done with psul. But we ready with medayik and Rashi. Rashi learns it's not a psul in the avoda; it's psul in the dam. As I say by Nishpach, it's shayich to have a psul in the dam also. Now the Fi Rashi, that Rashi learns that the mandiyam of lo yachol asakin is because it's nifsal, as what does the mandiyam of yachol asakin hold? L'chayr, the gladkite would be that he holds that it's loy nifsal adam, it's only achsarn and avoida. Fi Rashi, it'll come out that the machlokes of yachol asakin is what's together the chsarin of halacha shaloi beregel. Is it just a chsarn in the avoideh, as then it would be yachol asakin? If it's a psul, as then it's ain't a yachol asakin. As if Rashi, the shayla of the Gemara, is a shayla what the psul of shaloi beregel is, what the din of chsarn of shaloi beregel is. Reb Chaim Gadol, it comes out a different suffix. Reb Chaim learns Lekuli Alma Tzachsarn in Davoy, that's not a psul. Aye, so what's the shayla? The shayla is if it was chalak sarn and avoid this halacha, if you could be chayzo misakin. It's mamish a different suffix, a different sug suffix, according to Reb Chaim. Yetzim chiddush Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim wanted to learn the pshat and halacha shaloi beregel is not a psul like Rashi, but a Chasarn and Avoida, Reb Chaim has another makar in the sugya from Shitas HaRambam. In the Rambam, in Perik Aleph Psulei HaMakdosh and Halacha Chav Zayin, Paskins, Shem Kibul Apostle, Yachal Kosher Lazo Vekabel. The Rambam is not Mechalek if you say Lekutzan Mizbeach, or Bachutz. I, the Rambam, Paskin in Halacha Chav Gimel, Halacha shaloi beregel is lav shmei halacha. And the Gemara says that according to that man, the Omar, you have to learn only when he was makabel b'chutz. So we do it in the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that halacha shaloi beregel yachal lachzor l'sakin. As a meila, even though he did halacha shaloi beregel, you could fix it up. What's the muck of the Rambam that he paskin sheyachal lazer l'sakin from the Gemara? That the Gemara is nisha b'tiyuftan d'man d'yama shalo yachal l'sakin. As a megla, the Rambam paskins l'alocha like Rabbi Yechanan, that l'alocha shalo yregel lo yave l'alocha, and he paskins like the Raya from the Mishnah of Nishbach, that even though l'alocha shalo yregel lav shma l'alocha, but yachal l'sakin. Aval Ayin, the Rambam in Perik Aleph, Halacha Chav Zayin, that the Rambam paskins, Eilicho Yisar, Shelo Yachol L'Sakin. I'm sorry, the Rambam in Perik Tes, paskins, that Eilicho Yisar, Shelo Yachol L'Sakin. Reb Chaim, what's the chiluk b'neim? If the Rambam paskins by halacha shaloi beregel yachol asakin, as by halicha izar, why does he paskin shaloi yachol asakin? Behekdem, there's a great siddiq like the Rambam. I mean, Reb Chaim's boing from the Rambam mechidish that even though we have two sugyas on the top of Tezvav and Aleph, we have a sugya by halicha izar yafshal asakin or lo yafshal asakin. And on the bottom of Tezvav and Aleph, we have a sugya of Elihu Zarem Efshel Asakin or Lo Efshel Asakin. The Rambam's boing from the Reb Chaim's boing from the Rambam that the Rambam holds it's two different sugyas because he paskins in one Halacha Shaloi Beregel Yachol Asakin and by Elihu Zarem Paskin Shaloi Yachol Asakin. Bemes is very meduik that way in the Gemara because the Gemara in the first one by Halacha Shaloi Beregel brings some rayas. And the Gemara by Halicha Zar doesn't bring those rayas. Boy, the Gemara in Halicha Zar brings it to Machleika Samarayim. And in the Gemara in Halacha Shaloi Beregel doesn't bring those Amarayim. If it's one big sugi and it's the same Shaila, as why doesn't the Gemara put the two together? As Klar Meduyuk in the Gemara, like Reb Chaim is buying from the Rambam, it's fei bazunder sugis. Even though the shema sugis efshel asakin in both, but the nidin and the svaras are different. As the shaila is, what's the makom to be mechalek misvara? Reb Chaim says the fi is mahalach that he's mechia from the Gemara that the pshan in halacha shaloi beregel is just a chsan and avoide and it's not a psul, like he brought a raya from the Gemara of Nishbach. When does the Rambam pass in Yachol HaSakin? When the whole Chesaron is a Chesaron in Avoide, as then the Rambam paskins that it's Efshel HaSakin. Masha'en Kain, when it's not a chsarin in the avodah. It's a psul. As then it's not shaykh to be misakin it, because once it was nifsal. As the first sugi is talking about halacha shaloi beregel, which is a chsarin in the avodah, as then yochel asakin. The second sugi is talking about halacha bizar. As when a zar does it's a shame halacha. He's doing halacha beregel. It's a shame halacha. Just it's a halacha bipsul. So when the halacha is bipsul, as then the Rambam paskins that it's lo yochel asakin. Just want to be madgish that the shtikl Torah Reb Chaim, it could even be Rashi is moided to Betzim. The sugyas are different. Why? As we said, according to Rashi, Rashi learns the suffix of the Gemara is it's a psul or not. As the man the Yom over here holds, Yochel Asakin holds that it's not a psul. As a Bakubi Rashi will be made by a Licho Zaro, thus is for sure a psul. As come to Chais, this chelik of the Shtikl Torah, Rashi could be made to that. The chilek in the sugyas is the man the yamu over here holds yachal asakin holds a licha shalai beregel is not a psul. That's why it's yachal asakin. Mashenkin o licha bizarre holds it's a psul. It's a melatin yachal asakin. The Kilis Yaakov, he wants to say a different chilek in the sugyas. He wants to say a vote, a gishmak of vote, that by halacha shaloi beregel, the tzad of yochel asakin is because lashon haGemara lav halachahu halacha shaloi beregel. The chsarin makes it that it's not cool. You did a ma'isa halacha. Halacha is only beregel. As if you didn't do a halacha, yochel asakin favos nish. There was never halacha chal b'chlal. Masha'in came by Zar, it is a halacha. It's a halacha without a hechsher. Oh, but you did a maisa halacha, it was a halacha beregel. As you can't fix it. The fizeh, the stipler is marviach, that there's a famous chakira, if Zar is a chsarn in the avoido or paslus. Fizeh, you don't have to learn like the tzad that a Zar is a paslus, even if it's a chsarn in the avoido, still there's a chilek. That by halacha shaloi beregel lav halacha hu as a meila vada yochel asakin. Now that side of the Gemara of yochel asakin holds it's not a halacha bechlal. Hashenkin halacha zar is a halacha. Just it's there's a sarn in the hechsher. As then lo yochel asuk skunei. As lefizas miyushiv the chilek of the Rambam, you don't have to say because zar is a psul. How could you say that if the avoda was done shaloi behechsher, you could be choizah misakin it? Like Reb Chaim learns, l'choira, once it was done shaloi behechsher, how could you come back and fix it? L'choira tzesvara. In Reb Chaim, you see, not like the svar of the Kilas Yaakov. Reb Chaim learns that if there's a chsarn in the halacha, you could fix it up. Memes is a raya from Rabbi Kiva Eger, like Reb Chaim. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Bey, says there's a psul of zar, and the Gemara darshans it from a pasuk. As the shayl is once we know, there's an issa for a zar to do avodah. As one, you need a pasuk to say that if a zar does avodah, it's not kosher. Hare the klal is he lefila man the yomi yavid loy mahani. That if you are doing avera, it doesn't work. As if he did the avodah by avera, it shouldn't work. As zokri b'kiva ega, nafkamina would be if you could be choizu misakin. If it's mishum yavid loy mahani, it's just a chsarn in the avodah. As then you could be choizu misakin. Mashenkin, if there's a xeris akosiv that zar is a paslus, as then you can't be choizu misakin. As you see in Rabbi Kiva Eger that he goes like Reb Chaim, that something that's a chsarin hechsher, as that you could be chayzer misakin. Only when it's a psul, as then you can't be chayzer misakin. V'nira, that be'etzem there's a hechrach in the sugya, like Reb Chaim and Reb Akiva Eger, that if all it is it's missing in hechsher, you could be chayzer misakin. Because kodem kol, that's a nekuda by kabbalah of his by halach of his zahar. There's a man diyama that you could be chayzer misakin, even though he is a psul. Oh, as you can learn, that's gufa the machlokes. Of lechayra, it's mavur in the gemara that even the other man, the Yama, b'yisayda, would be maida. Why? Because the Gemara, on the bottom of the Yama, the Gemara goes like this. Halichu zar, v'chzire koin, v'chaza v'elicho, it's machlekes, b'nei rebchia v'rebyane, chanam akasha v'chanam apasal. Azag the Gemara and the Hemshech, halichu koin, v'chaza v'ezlicho zar, is totally on the same of the machlekes. The divrei ha-machsha poysel, the divrei ha-poysel machsha. The tzarech bir, what is the tliya? As Rashi learns the Gemara, v'chein muchach, the shayla over here is a shayla, it's a machlekes. What's the ikka when you do two halachas? Do you say the first one's the ikka halacha? As if the first one's a kain, it's kasha, if the first one's a zar, it's pasel. Or do you say the ikka is the end, when he finished it up, that's the ikka one? To know what this machleik is, if you go basa the first, or the second is tali, and as they learned Rashi, kum techayis iliba de divrei hakol. If we wouldn't say the first was ikar, as the second one could change it. The shaylo over here is which one's the ikar. Everyone holds that it's changeable. As luchari, you see. It's shaykh to be oikir something that was done eliva de kuli alma. The old side of the man diyama that's poisel is not because he holds that you can't change what was done, but he says a different svara because the ikr is the kama. So that's a makar to Reb Chaim Rebbe Kivega that you would be able to change it. Aye, what do you do with the svara of the Kilas Yaakov? Once you did something, how could you change it? Yeah. But near it's tali. If you learn that Kabbalah is kilo a whole, Allah, I'm sorry, is a whole avodah farzich, as you did it already, it was done, finished. But if you learn that Allah is a chana for the zrike, as then it's much more easier to understand that he did Allah and he was making for the zrike, but it's not nigma the Allah. It's waiting for the Zrika to be finished. As it was, if he takes it back and he prepares it for the Zrika differently, why shouldn't it help? Why can't he be accurate? Right? All it is it's not a Farta Gezach. It's not Nigmar, the Indian. The whole Indian is only Achana. As it's still in the Achana stage, as a Mele, you could change it. It would be a possible Sfara to argue on the Kilos Yaakov if you can argue me Tamacha. In the sugyas over here, there's another interesting inyan. There's one nidin grace inyan halacha shaloi beregel, but there's another interesting nidin in the sugyan halacha, halacha shemarchik mehamizbeach. So again, it's a sugya. What happens when you do the halacha, but you're not doing the halacha to be makariv to the mizbeach, you're being marchik from the mizbeach. Is it a halacha or not? Asipshutai. From the Gemara on Tezvam Amad Aleph, it would seem that it is not a halacha, because the Gemara wants to bring two araya from two places, that you efshel sakin the Kabbalah, even though the Kabbalah was bipsul. Number one, from a tzir of makabel pasul. Number two, from a tzir of nishpach adam. And the Gemara is miyashav shteim. It's talking about where the pasul and the Nishbach was away from the Mizbeach. As Pashas the Gemara means, Chinez Mashma from Rashi, that the Indian of Kabbalah is when you're Makarev L'Mizbeach. Like we saw in Daf Dalet, the Makar of Kabbalah is in the words of Echrivu. As a Machik Me Mizbeach, Loi Havi Halacha Bechlau. This is the Pashtus, and that's what's Mashma Ksas, but L'chor is Mashma in Rashi. This is the Pashat Abir in the Gemara. However, there's a Raya from the Rambam, not that way. The Rambam, in Psuy HaMukdashin, in Perik Yud Gimel, Halacha Tes, is Poisig, Shem Yesh Loi Machshava Peiselis, Kishahirchik Me Mizbeach, Peiselis the Korban. As it's Mucha from the Rambam, that it has a shame of Halacha. The Shaila is, if it has a shame of Halacha, as what's Pshat in the Gemara over here. As before we miyashiv, that's the Mishle Melech Shaila, before we miyashiv, we'll just bring the Makar of the Rambam. The Makar of the Rambam is the Gemara on Tef Vav Amid Beis. This the Keshev Mishnah, and the Mishle Melech speak out. Over there, there's a sugya of Rebbe Lazar. It's really the Gemara of our Mishnah that a makom shetzarich lahalech machshava peiselas, a makom shein tzarich lahalech ein machshava peiselas. As what's a makom shein tzarich lahalech? As the Gemara says, when you did it b'chutz. As Rashi over there says, that in that sphere, even the Tanakhama is moide, that when you take the halacha b'chutz, it doesn't passel. Because Rashi Shita is that a halacha that goes away from the Mizbeach is not a halacha. But the Rambam learns on that gufa the Tanakam is chaylik. As Enochinami, Rabbi Eliezer holds, halacha shaloy letzarech min halacha michutz lemizbeach is lav shmei halacha. But the Tanakam is chaylik, and he holds it is shmei halacha. As come to face the feet of the Rambam, we have a makar from the way the Gemara Amid Beis learns the Mishnah that halacha shaloi v'regel is shmei halacha. It's gufa machlekes tanoim, but we all like the Tanakama. Hey, what are you going to do with the Gemara on Amid Aleph? Oh. Yeah, it's not mashma. It's only going according to one Tana. As in the Sfas Emes, the Sfas Emes says a Gishmak of beer, Meshitis a Rambam. He says there's two Eifanim, two ways of doing halacha. One is the Pashut way, halacha beregel, Shazer halacha mitzad atzmai. Now the Gemara is saying that even if you hold that when you lay Melech beregel, it has a shame halacha. What's the shame of the halacha? Because it got closer to the mizbeach, and the tachlis of the halacha is to bring it to the mizbeach to do the mitzvah zvicha. As even though you didn't do a halacha beregel, but it's still called you did a halacha, because you accomplished what the halacha was supposed to accomplish. Even though you didn't do a maisa halacha, but you accomplish what the halacha is accomplishing, that's called the halacha. As lefi zeh is miyashiv lahafli. The Rambam, that in our Gemara, the Gemara over here is talking about halacha shaloi beregel. As over here, the only tzaddik could have a shem halacha is because you're being makarvet to the mizbeach, as you're doing the same tachlis and the same purpose as halacha. As that the Gemara says, but lu yeah, the halacha went michutz la mizbeach, that you're not accomplishing it, zikr, it's not halacha b'chlal. Mashenkin, the Rambam that said, machshova poiselas pasels, is talking about when you're doing it beregel mamish. Oh, you're doing it beregel mamish. That's be'etzem a ma'isa halacha. So over there, if the reason why it's a ma'isa halacha is because you're walking, it doesn't make a difference if you're walking to the mizbeach or further away. next Gemara, the Gemara wants to be Taila Dishail of Alocha Shalai Beregel, Machlekes of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. It's very hard how to read it into the Mishnah. Rashi Enochanami brings right away, the Gemara is going to ask soon, that it's hard to read it in the Mishnah. Whenever Rashi does that, it's because it's very hard. It's a kilo, an outstanding question. Avalafidis pshat in the Gemara, it's a whole new pshat in the Mishnah. Till now, we were learning the machlekes is Allah Hashem Shalavat Loi, if it's Shema Allah or not. You have to be madgish that there's one side in the Gemara that the machlekes is Allah Shalai Beregel. Totally different machlekes. The mice of the Gemara is matchit. As Teich Indian, the Gemara brings this Halacha Zutrasi and Halacha Rabasi. Halacha Rabasi means when you have to walk a distance, and Halacha Zutrasi is when you only have to do a little one. Halacha Shalai Beregel. The Gemara says that how could you say that such a thing doesn't have a din of machshava pesales? As Im Kain, how could you ever be machashiv in Nazar b'chatesoiv? When it's in the Tzavar of Behema, you didn't start the Ilocha. And Acha Sheyotza Mitzavar of Behema, as then you already Yotza the Mitzvah. As over here, where is it Shaykh to have a Machshava Peseles? As the Shaila is, Taisus says, that why does the Gemara assume that when it's Yotza from the Tzavra of the Behema until it hits the Mizbeach, you're already Yotza the Zrika? Why is it different from every Zrika? That in every Zrika, it's not Chal the Zrika until it hits the Mizbeach. Why is over here different? As Tosfos says, the Sfara. In every Zrika, the Shema Zrika is when it hits the Mizbeach. The sheet is Moisef and Taisis because it says Lizrak ala Mizbeach. It says Lizrak ala Mizbeach. It's Poshet, the Gemara Zrika, when it hits the Mizbeach. Up over here, Beichat HaSa'if, it doesn't say Mizbeach. As the Gemara had a Havamina that it's Doim Alazo, Shal Pereiches, Ubein Abadim, that doesn't have a Din Zrika on the Mizbeach. As Kiman Shekain, as soon as the Dam goes out, you get to the Zrika. The Gemara brings a raya from a Baal Mum that you see that if he becomes a Baal Mum after he throws the dam from the oif before it hits the Mizbeach, it passes. As Rashi's Mazvel a raya, the Gemara, you see it's loy nigmar zvika ad shemegi el Mizbeach. As lefize huadim b'shas psulim, it's not nigma the zrika ad shemegi el Mizbeach. As lefize el maskana, the reason why you could have a machshava b'shas when the dam is flying is not because the dam is a locha, but because it's a zrika. The zrika doesn't get a shem zrika until it's megi el Mizbeach. This is the seder in pshat. As a barrel is a shayla from Taisus Amim Gimel. The Taisus learns that if someone has a machsheves pigel in the zrika on the zrika of Pereches and Bein Habadim, it's chal. For a kibero, arei lefi besugi over here is mevor, that it's not shayich a machsheva, because once the dam is yotze from his etzpa, miyad it's nigma the mitzvah. As luchari you have to say, but being that the Gemara said is Xeris HaKosir, Peichatis HaOif, that even though there's no Din Mizbeach, but still it's not Nigma Dizrika until it hits the Mizbeach. As what Din over there, it's Megala, that every time where there's no Mizbeach, then there's no Din Mizbeach, the Zrika is not Nigma Miyad. Of a tiny Rivero, Bishleim over here, the Pachas, the Zrika's on the Mizbeach. as you could say, it's not Nigma until it hits the Mizbeach. But over there, there's no Mizbeach. As why isn't the Zvika Nigma Miyan? It says you have to say that even by Pereches and Bein Abadim, there's also a Mokum Zvika. As he brings the Raman, Avodis Yom Kippur and Perek Gimel Alocha Hey, that has to be Magia L'Tefech HaSamach L'Bein Abadim, as Kum Techois, there's a Mokum Zvika. There's a Bria Sari in Yuma Nun Zayin by the ones that you Zayrik on the Pereches, as you have to be Zayrik in the Oil Mayid. It has to go in the Hechol, as there's also a Mokum Zrika. So we say, this is the Chiddush of the Gemara, that when there is a Mokum Zrika, just it's not the Mizbeach, as the Havamina was, being that it's not the Mizbeach, the Zvika is Nigma Miyad. And the Maskana of the Gemara says, in all the places, the Zvika is Nimshach until it hits that Makam. That's one Nekuda. Another Nekuda in the Gemara is that it's Mavur in the Gemara that if you wouldn't learn this, meaning if you wouldn't have this Chiddush, as then this would have been good. Then you could have understood it. If you hold halacha shaloi beregel, how could you be mafagel? As there's an interesting machlokes, Rashi learns in the Rabbeinu Baruch in the first Tosfos, because you could learn that when the dam is going from the tzavra de vehema to the mizbeach, it's called halacha. But Taisis is chaylik. Taisis learns la halacha is bizman. It's in the tzavar oif. B'chorim mashman Taisis that if it was already chal the zrika, how could you have a halacha? So Mela Taisis wants to make that the halacha should be in the tzavar oif. Mashenkin Rashi and Rabbeinu Baruch, you see a chiddush that even though the Gemara has it said that the zrika yoyitze ba miyad, but still there could be halacha afterwards. It's a big chiddush. This is the sugya, the maisa, the sugya of halichu zar, and amisasif mizeh, we already mazper in the sugya's koidmes. This is the gemar of the perikama zvachim, yezuz hashem.